File 10A. Listening. B.
Hello and welcome to the travel section of the programme. Our guest today is travel writer Harry Miller, whose book Superlative Sights came out yesterday. Harry, welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Gloria.
So what exactly is your book about?
Well, it's basically about the biggest, the best and the most beautiful places in the world.
Can you give us some examples?
Yes, of course. Let's start with Ayers Rock in Australia. Its other name is Uluru and it's the world's largest rock. It's 3.6 kilometres long, 2 kilometres wide and 348 metres high. Enormous.
Yes, I see what you mean. What else?
How about the world's highest waterfall? The Angel Falls in Venezuela are 979 metres high. A lot of the water evaporates before it hits the ground.
Wow. Are there only natural places in your book, or do you have any man-made structures?
Yes, we include man-made structures too. For example, do you know what the tallest building is right now?
Nope. Tell us more.
Well, it's Burj Khalifa in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates. It stands 828 metres high.
Incredible!
What about the oldest city in the world?
I'm not sure. Somewhere in Egypt?
Nearly, but not quite. It's Aleppo in Syria. The city dates back to 600 BC and it's the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world.
Really? I didn't know that.
There are also some interesting facts about transport. For instance, do you know anything about the longest railway journey?
Well, I suppose it's in Russia.
That's right. The Trans-Siberian Railway from Moscow to Vladivostok is 9,297 kilometres long and crosses seven different time zones.
That's one long train ride.
That's right. Oh, and how about plane journeys? What's the shortest runway in the world?
Runway? You mean where the planes land at the airport?
That's right.
I have no idea.
Well, it's on the beautiful island of Saba in the Dutch Caribbean. The runway is only 400 metres long and it ends in a 60 metre drop into the sea.
This is fascinating stuff, Harry. I can't wait to read your book.